Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Welfare check leads to pursuit, crash, and five-hour standoff. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A welfare check Thursday morning escalated into a police pursuit, a head-on crash with a semi-truck, and a five-hour standoff before a 19-year-old Gillette man surrendered to law enforcement. According to Gillette Police Detective Sergeant Ryan Mihalis, officers responded to Bicentennial Park around 7:30 a.m. Thursday after the man's 33-year-old mother reported he had been drinking, making suicidal statements, and was possibly armed. When officers attempted to contact him in his 2007 Cadillac, the man fired a handgun into the air and fled in his vehicle. Police pursued him north on Garner Lake Road and deployed spike strips, but the chase continued. Around 9 a.m., the man intentionally crashed head-on into a 2013 Kenworth semi-truck and tanker trailer near Northern Drive. He then barricaded himself inside the heavily damaged vehicle and continued making suicidal statements. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office assisted with the incident and investigated the crash, while deputies and Campbell County Fire Department personnel secured the scene and maintained road closures during the standoff. According to Lieutenant Dan Mall, the Cadillac was heavily damaged in the crash, while the semi-truck sustained damage to its front and side. After almost 5 hours of negotiations, the man surrendered peacefully. He was evaluated by EMS and transported to the Campbell County Detention Center. The semi-truck driver, a 34-year-old woman, was not injured in the crash. The suspect faces multiple charges, including aggravated assault, aggravated eluding, possession of a firearm with unlawful intent, reckless driving, reckless endangering, interference with a police officer, felony property destruction, and DUI. Former residents present new evidence in Wyoming Boys School abuse lawsuit. Former residents suing the Wyoming Boys School have submitted new evidence they say supports allegations of abuse, excessive force, and prolonged solitary confinement at the state-run juvenile facility near Worland. Wildfile reported the lawsuit filed in 2024 by six former residents names the Wyoming Department of Family Services, the Boys School, and several current and former staff members as defendants. In a recent court filing, the plaintiffs presented video footage, photographs, and sworn deposition testimony that they claim shows staff members using force against youths who were compliant and not posing a threat. The filing also alleges incident reports were routinely falsified or downplayed to justify the use of force. The former residents further claim they spent extended periods in solitary confinement under harsh conditions, often without access to education, therapy, books, or meaningful interaction with others. According to the filing, some youths spent months in isolation and were punished with additional time in solitary after engaging in self-harm. The court documents also allege some residents were restrained in a specialized restraint chair for hours beyond the manufacturer's recommended limit. One plaintiff was reportedly strapped into the chair for more than 7 hours, while others were restrained for about 5 hours. Attorneys for the former residents argue the practices violated the youth's constitutional rights and amounted to disability discrimination and deliberate indifference to serious medical and mental health needs. State officials and school employees have denied wrongdoing and previously asked the court to dismiss the claims before trial. The former residents are asking the court to reject that request and allow the case to proceed before a jury. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.